11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals.
Welcome along to the league podcast for another week. Pete Farris is on the line. Hey, Pete.
I landed in Napoli.
I know.
Oh. I want to thank my mum, my dad.
At one point when it was 1-1, I thought, no, he's going to get chinned here.
Yeah.
Burnley beating Leeds at 3-4. Was a great bet, though. Was a fantastic bet.
Price was ludicrous,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It was great.
Really.
It was fantastic.
And things have looked worse for Leeds since, of course, as well.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Things don't often get better for Leeds, to be honest.
Well, I mean, very quickly, just on that, we're not covering Leeds this on this podcast against Millwall this weekend, but, you know, again, I mean, do you want to play 8-11 on Leeds when what's been going on has been going on? I think it's very difficult with the behind-the-scenes chaos, and it is chaos now. Of course, the Football League may have made a decision by Saturday as to what's going on with the Elanora takeover, but 8-11, just very quickly, not carrying my money at the weekend.
Let's have a look at a game that may well be carrying some of Pete's money, though. Derby versus Nottingham Forest, 12-15, 23-20 Derby, 21-10 the draw, and 23-10 Nottingham Forest. This is one of the... doesn't matter what division this is in, Pete. This is one of the games. You know, our William Hill colleague Robbie Savage played in a few of these, and he still ranks it right up there with any derby that he's ever been involved in, just for sheer kind of nastiness and vitriol and all the rest of it. And it's got a bit on it this year as well. You know, in previous years, you know, maybe one team was languishing a little bit mid-table. Derby are third on 63 points. Nottingham Forest are sixth on 57 points. A win for Forest at Derby closes them to within 3 points and solidifies their playoff ambitions. Having said that, their away record has been pretty poor of late. It lost 3-1 to Sheffield United in the Cup, 3-1 at Burnley, 1-0 at Barnsley and 1-1 at Middlesbrough. You can make excuses for a couple of those, of course. Derby County's home form, well, they had a couple of games where they didn't pick up a win. The 1-0 defeat to Millwall and the 0-0 against Bolton, interestingly enough, played Minnesota United in a club friendly on Monday and won that 2-0. I don't know how much you can take out of that. But I know there's one marker that you especially like, Pete, in this match, and it won't come as much of a surprise to anyone either.
No, not to regular listeners either. It's landed in 5 of the last 6 games. Now, normally head-to-heads are not something I take a huge amount of credence in, but in derbies, I do tend to look at them a little bit more, because I think the atmosphere sometimes overtakes what's going on off the field and the players on it. And that's certainly true of 5 of the last 6 times these two teams have met, there's been a red card. 5 out of 6. Now, the last 4 have all been unders. You've got to bear that in mind as well. But the last 5 of 6 have been a red card game. 12-5, the price you can get. You can, of course, quote it on the website. You can, on the website. You can go into a William Hill shop and get it. However you like to bet, 12-5, the price for a red card in this match, looks absolutely huge. I think that's a great way in. Again, that stat is straight away damning enough, isn't it? 5 of the last 6 games that these two have played against each other. But certainly at the iPro at the moment, Derby aren't really conceding, are they? Didn't concede against Bolton, didn't concede against QPR, didn't concede against Bournemouth. Lost narrowly to Millwall. You know, before that, beat Yeovil 3-2. But if you're talking unders generally in these derby games, then you've also got to bear, you know, Derby Forest games. I mean, you know, as in it's a derby, not in these derby games. That's very confusing. The point remains that we've been talking about lack of goals. Now, yes, 2 of the last 5 away games for Forest at Huddersfield and at Burnley have both been overs. But generally speaking, do you want to get strongly involved here in Nottingham Forest, a side who haven't won in the last 5? And yes, Derby County had gone through a sticky run of form, including, you know, well, sorry, I should say they beat Bournemouth, didn't they? Then lost to Burnley, fair enough. Millwall, not a great result. A draw against Reading and a draw against Bolton. But I think Derby might just scrape this. I think they might just about do this, because for me at the moment, Forest are a team you can't really have any of your cash being carried with. And especially in a game where I expect there to be a red card, or certainly the stats would tell us there's going to be a red card, that makes it, I think, a little bit more dangerous for both sides in terms of unders goals. So the way I've actually looked at this here, Lee, is to play Derby and under 2.5 match goals. Mm. Now, that for me is a really, really good way in, because if you're looking at that game, you're saying we're looking at unders generally in these head-to-heads of late. We're looking at possibly a red card, which might stifle the game anyway, because if one team goes down to 10, it might be just a defensive job done. You're looking at Derby, who at home are generally playing at unders anyway, and you're looking at 3-1 as the price. Derby win and under 2.5 match goals at 3-1. I think that's a really, really good way in, and to be honest with you, I think that's going to be a great game.
Yeah, it should be a belter, shouldn't it? Let's have a look at the next one on the list. Charlton versus Burnley. Charlton are priced up at 13-5. The draw is 21-10, and Burnley are 21-20. As we've already said in the podcast, Burnley landed Pete's nap for him last week. Landed very nicely as well. Charlton are currently just above the drop zone, but the level on points with Millwall just got a better goal difference. Quite a much better one, actually. 14 goals better Charlton are at the moment. It's a nice price about Burnley. I mean, I don't know if the traders are just waiting for them to implode or something, but I'm happy with that price, aren't you, Pete?
Yeah, I am. I actually am. But I think first and foremost, you've got to give a bit of credit to Charlton over a recent upturn in form.
Yeah.
Yes, they lost to Leicester, but again, that's fair enough. Lost in the FA Cup, again, okay. But then haven't conceded in three, have been really tight at the back. Look, okay, haven't scored in two of those, but generally speaking, have been really strong at the back, really well organised. And of course, that Dorian Devitt goal that gave Charlton that late win over AFC Bournemouth. The one thing you've got to say about Charlton is the pitch. Now, the pitch at the Valley is at the moment struggling. We've seen it all season struggle, haven't we? Of course, we've had games called off and in mid-game and so on and so forth. It's been a bit of an awkward season for them. And that is, for me, actually still a bit of a leveller here against Burnley. And it is a Burnley side who, forget we not, have drawn 3 of the last 5 games away from home. They have been drawing. Admittedly, one of those was at QPR, but a 3-3 draw against Birmingham, and that was a game that really, they had 3 chances to take the lead and kill the game off, didn't they? It was a crazy last 30 minutes of the match, but still they had a couple of chances to get themselves ahead, took those chances, but they couldn't keep hold of them. You know, so there's been these one or two quite tricky games, but for me, again, as a punter, I'm looking here and saying, yes, Charlton have done really well recently, beat QPR, of course, a couple of weeks back, got a really important win against Bournemouth, and they're at home. But looking at it, I just think the odds against for Burnley, against anyone in this league, you are right, I think, and we'll talk about it very soon, I think this thing can be said in the Leicester-Blackburn game, or Blackburn-Leicester game laterly. The prices, it's almost like the traders are going, go on, I've one more go, and waiting for the money to come in when people get stung. And that might well happen. But I, as a punter, I'm weighing up risk against reward. That's what we're always doing, aren't we? We're working out risk against reward. And if you're asking me to take a side in Burnley, who, yes, have drawn 3 of the last 5, but are playing excellently against a Charlton side who are tight, who are improved, and whose pitch might play into their favour, I will still take Burnley. However, I also don't think it's going to be a particularly comprehensive victory for Burnley. When you look at their away games across the course of the season, you know, 1-0 against Bolton, 2-1 against Blackburn, 2-1 against Yeovil, 1-0 against Ipswich, okay, beat Doncaster Rovers 2-0, but 2-1 against Leeds. They've been, certainly going back quite a way, they've been predominantly by a goal. Sheffield Wednesday, I think they beat Derby by 3, but Sheffield Wednesday beat by a goal. So when they win narrowly, and I think Charlton will put up a heck of a fight. I think Charlton have got a great defensive record at the moment, but I think Burnley might just about break through, which means you want to play Burnley by a goal, which is Charlton +1 versus Burnley -1 on the match handicaps tie, 13-5. Love that. But of course, the outright also, again, that won't go off 21-20 come 3 p.m. Saturday.
Middlesbrough take on QPR, 7-5 Borough at home, who are 13th with 45 points. The draw is 11-5 and QPR are 17-10. QPR still in the playoff shake-up on 63 points. All that good work earlier in the season means that they've still got a bit of a cushion. The first team outside the playoff positions are Reading, and they're a full 7 points behind QPR. But if they're waiting to time a run, Pete, they're going to have to start it fairly soon. I mean, to be fair, they won away at Birmingham, they lost away at Brighton, they won at home to Yeovil, then lost away at Sheffield Wednesday. They are, I mean, I know they're losing games, but they are still picking up points, aren't they? You know, out of the last 6 games, they've still managed to pick up 7 points, which is not disastrous form, is it? It's not great. It's not disastrous.
It's not disastrous at all.
17 to 10?
Well, this is the thing. QPR, when they were winning games away from home, were making a habit of winning them narrowly, weren't they?
Yeah.
We said this early season, that's what they were doing. They were winning it narrowly when they were winning. Now, they've gone away to Birmingham recently and won 2-0 there. But yeah, didn't score at Derby, didn't score at Brighton, didn't score at Sheffield Wednesday, didn't score at Charlton. And the pressure and the difficulty is really piling on to Harry Redknapp now, isn't it? But as much as Middlesbrough's form is to be mocked in terms of not being able to score goals, they've only conceded 7 league goals in 2014, Lee.
Mm.
7.
Yeah.
It's a pretty impressive record. They've only conceded 1 goal at the Riverside in 2014. That was in the last game at home against Nottingham Forest. So it's a very, very difficult game in terms of, I mean, you'd be playing unders, but the traders got there before you. 4-9 under 2.5 goals in this match. I mean, the traders are there very, very early on that one. They know the score on that Borough game. But again, I actually felt like playing QPR to scrape this. I think it's a part of the season now where Aitor Karanka will just be mixing it around a little bit. He's lost Mustafa Carriol, of course, for a long time now. But I think if he's mixing it around a little bit with his front options, trying out different things, he'll know that the playoffs, while gettable, are incredibly unlikely. And he'll know that a long way away from relegation, with a few teams battling it out, that's unlikely. So he might want to try and end the season just trying new things out, trying, you know, different ways of using Tomlin or Adoma or anyone he wants to use in a slightly different way, Danny Graham if he can. He might want to try and move those around a little bit. And I think results for Borough right now are not quite as important as just performances and maybe trying to do something different. That could go one or two ways. That could go really well for them. They could hit loads of goals. It could go really badly for them and it could keep doing what they're doing right now. But QPR at 17-10 is good. But again, do I really think overs are coming in this game, Lee? I think it's very hard to argue. And with QPR winning most of their games away from home so far this season by a goal, I might just give them a little bit more of a bracket. And yet again, I'm playing a win and unders. QPR win under 2.5 goals, 4-1.
Very nice. Next up, let's have a look at Wigan versus Watford. The prices, first of all, Wigan Athletic are priced up at 17-20, the draw is 23-10, and Watford are priced up at 3-1. Watford's position in the table 11th, which was decent, 48 points. I know they had high hopes for playoffs earlier in the season, but they've had a bit of a wobble at times as well. As for Wigan, well, since the new man took over, they've obviously been flying in cup and league, and they're going in the opposite direction to QPR. And if QPR's form doesn't pick up, Pete, they'll be overtaking them soon, won't they?
They will. Absolutely sensational stuff from Uwe Rosler's side. I mean, away from home, I think it's 12 goals in 4 games. At home, they're scoring goals. They're looking really good. And Watford have one of the worst away win ratios in this division. I mean, it's not as bad as Barnsley, for example, but it's not great. I mean, this is a side of one away from home just 3 times in the league all season. And also, you know, the last one of those was back in October. So they haven't won away from home since October. I sat here, Lee, in this exact spot, doing my prep for this, and thinking, socks up syndrome, how much does this count? Because Wigan have been absolutely flying, they've come to a halt, and they kind of now, with that draw against Yeovil, and maybe now that means that they might just stutter again. But I kept looking at Watford away, and I thought, well, if Wigan are going to stutter, I can't see it being stuttering to a loss. Because, again, like I say, Watford have only won 3 times away from home so far this season. But they have drawn 8 games of their last 11 away from home. They don't lose a lot. And there's draws at Leicester in there. There's draws at Burnley in there. Draws at Brighton in there. At Borough. You know, Ipswich, difficult places to go. So they have got draws at tricky places. And I just think that maybe Wigan here might not be able to see that win out. I think socks up syndrome might apply a little bit in that they've been flying, that's come to a draw against a side in Yeovil who, you know, obviously hit them really hard with 3 goals, and I felt the draw at 23-10 was a really, really solid way in.
Doncaster Rovers take on Sheffield Wednesday. This is a South Yorkshire derby, 17-10. Donny, 21-10 the draw, and Wednesday are priced up at 6-4. Two teams who flirted with danger this season. Doncaster Rovers still kind of flicking their hair in the general direction of League One. 37 points they've got from their 36 games. That's 5 clear of Millwall. Sheffield Wednesday, yeah, those troubles seem a long time ago, don't they? They're happily ensconced in a loving relationship with mid-table. 45 points. I sound like you here, Pete. 45 points points from 36 and 14th position. This isn't one of those kind of Yorkshire derbies where there's any kind of, like, you know, real vitriol. Not to say that both teams won't want to get a win.
Absolutely, and I think you said both flirted with danger this season, Lee. I think at some stages both of these were very firmly getting off with danger in the corner of the bar at 1:30 a.m. But both have decided to move on a little bit, haven't they? Yes, Doncaster Rovers aren't safe, 5 points away from Millwall and Charlton. Their goal difference, of course, worse than that of Charlton, so that's got to be a real worry for the club as well. And Sheffield Wednesday, well, Stuart Gray's been an absolute revelation, hasn't he? Absolute revelation. They've done phenomenal things under him. They beat QPR 3-0 the other day. They absolutely obliterated QPR. I know that QPR went down to 10 when Richard Dunn, I think, wasn't it, who got sent off, but they still hit him for 3 and they still look really good. They hit Birmingham City for 4. The one worry I've got here is that Doncaster Rovers' home form, I say worry in terms of back in Sheffield Wednesday, is that Doncaster Rovers' home form is absolutely brilliant recently. I mean, you've picked up 4 wins from 6, draws against Barnsley and Borough within there as well. So they have been, at times this season, and certainly recently, very good at home. So it comes down to a very difficult problem for me, because Sheffield Wednesday have hit, you know, some good goals recently. They've not won in either of the last two, losing both away from home against Yeovil and Wigan. That's, of course, the last two away games I'm talking about there, not generally. And before that, they hit Reading and they hit Huddersfield. But for me, when a team has won 4 or 6 goals, and arguably, as much as Sheffield Wednesday have got to play for, Donny have still got more fire up their backsides in terms of trying to drag themselves away from Charlton, Millwall, Yeovil, Birmingham and Blackpool, you could even argue, as well. So with all of that considered, with all of those combined, I made a decision pretty early on here to play draw no bet Doncaster Rovers at even money. I thought that the price to get your draw, your money back on a draw, was really good. I felt the weigh-in for me at even money, the price was great, and I just felt that it was just too good to ignore. The other thing to say is Billy Sharp, of course, has gone in there. Maybe hasn't scored the goals he thought he would, but has scored in the last 2 Doncaster Rovers home games. He's 7-4 any time, and a man very much who can be considered, I think, by listeners who want to get involved. But ultimately speaking, to get the draw, to get the draw security and to get even money on the draw no bet for Doncaster Rovers with their home form, as good as Sheffield Wednesday are and as much as they've improved, I think it's a very good way in.
Finally, for the Championship, Blackburn Rovers 13-5 take on the champions elect Leicester, who are even money. The draw is 11-5. Leicester are 7 points clear now from their 35 games, so they've even got a game in hand on the teams below them. Blackburn in 10th on 49 points, so they're a full 7 points adrift, or 8 points actually adrift of the playoffs. And the form, home form's just took a little bit of a stumble over the last couple of games. They lost 2-1 to Burnley, lost 1-0 to Bournemouth. They did record a 4-2 win at Huddersfield thanks to returning Jordan Rhodes last time out, so that'll give them a bit of confidence. Our colleague at William Hill, Brad, who I think he does the match day announcing at Leicester, says it's actually becoming a little bit, I think he's got his tongue in his cheek, a little bit boring the way they just dispatch teams at the moment, especially at home. I mean, they're doing the same away, though. I mean, they beat Barnsley 3-0, scored 2 at Forest and ended up drawing the game. 1-0, 1 at Bournemouth, 2 at Birmingham, 1 at Leeds. Is even money tempting you, Pete, here for this runaway train?
Why wouldn't it? The train's running away. I mean, that's the point you've immediately made, Lee. The train's running away. Blackburn have lost 3 of the last 5 games that they've played. Last time one of the best teams in the league went there, they lost 2-1 to Burnley. Yes, they're off the back of a great win over Huddersfield. Yes, they've beaten Reading as well recently, but at home they've lost back-to-back games, Burnley and Bournemouth. But there was a price here, Lee. I mean, the even money is mad, because you want to play that for Leicester. You do. And anyone listening will know straight away. I mean, they don't need me to tell them that Leicester even money is a great bit of value. But the price that jumped out to me, Lee, was over 2.5 goals in the match. It's 21-20. Now, that to me is a little bit strange, because if you look at the last 6 Leicester games, every single one has had over 2.5 goals in it. Over 2.5 goals, Leicester-Watford, 2-2. 2-2 against Forest, 3-0 against Ipswich, 3-0 against Charlton, 3-0 against Barnsley, 3-1 against Blackpool. Now, admittedly, it would have only landed in one of the last 5 home games for Blackburn Rovers matches. But odds against, it just struck me, Lee, to be an absolutely phenomenal price. It was as simple as that. It struck me to be a phenomenal price. And looking at that now, I felt that that was as good almost as the even money. I just looked at it and I thought, that's amazing. Danny Drinkwater is a really good way in as well if you want to play him. He's 5-1. He, of course, was one of the nominees for Football League Player of the Year, Danny Drinkwater. 5-1 any time for a guy who scored in 2 of the last 3 games that Leicester have played is straight away very, very good indeed. When you look over his, over the season, he's got 6 goals in 35. But 2 in the last 3 makes him, I think, very, very backable at 5-1. But over 2.5 goals is 21-20. Leicester on the outright to even money. And then, do you know what? I thought this was the week I was going to combine quite a few of these things. I've already done it twice, but this time I've gone Leicester and over 2.5 goals at 11-5. The Leicester and both teams to score, I understand why people would look at that, but knowing that Leicester are scoring 3 themselves at the moment just for fun, you know, 12 goals in 4 games, I can kind of... I'll happily just side with the Leicester and overs, because you probably don't need the other team, in this case Blackburn, to score to get you the overs, because we're seeing Leicester score to such an extent. So I'm going to play Leicester win and over 2.5 goals, Danny Drinkwater at 5-1, Leicester on the outright at evens, over 2.5 goals and 21-20. I think there's an absolute bucket load of value to be found in that Leicester game.
Yeah, some great bets in there. Let's look at League 1 and League 2 then. What's your best bets in League 1 first of all?
Well, there's a couple of straight away that jumped to mind. I mean, Sheffield United, of course, are taking on Wolves, and their form at the moment, Sheffield United at 21-20, is, you know, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. And yes, Wolves are phenomenal in League One. There is no doubt about that. But I did apply a little bit of the old socks up syndrome to this, because, of course, Wolves did lose their last game, didn't they? Beaten in that game against Crawley 2-1. That might puncture them a little bit. So I actually felt in the end I would have a little nibble on Sheffield United at 21-10 this weekend. Mm. That was a really good way in, actually.
Yeah. Their draw doesn't qualify for their socks being... up, whatever, does it? Ending the
No, I don't think it does, because, and it's a good question to ask, because they were, because that momentum was very, very good. They played a good side and drawn against Preston, haven't they?
Yeah.
Whereas Wolves have played a Crawley side who, with all due respect, aren't phenomenal, and have obviously lost that game. And I think certainly going away from home, it's going to be much more of a problem for Wolves than it is for Sheffield United.
Let's have a look at League Two.
Well, League 2 is becoming increasingly difficult, because increasingly everyone is beating everyone. And I keep looking at this every week and thinking, this bet's got to be good, this bet's got to be good, this bet's got to be good, and then sort of getting undone a little bit. The one that I felt was good, though, was yet again to look at York at 6-4, or to look at Hartlepool at 17-10. This is really, these are two great bets. I've picked them both. The reason I've picked Oxford to get beaten here by Hartlepool is, first of all, we know the form that Hartlepool are in. We know how good they've been recently, one of the form teams of the league. Yes, they've stuttered a little bit in the last 5, a couple of losses and a draw in 5. But at the weekend, Oxford had Josh Ruffles injured badly against Chesterfield. They had 2 players sent off. They are going to be missing some important key players. Mm. And to be honest, after that Chesterfield game, they looked shattered. I was looking at my own eyes and they looked dead. They were down to 8 men for a little while. They just looked gone. And Hartlepool in good form at 17-10 is great. The other one is, of course, like I say, backing, York to win their game against Portsmouth. It's not been a great season for Portsmouth, has it? They've struggled a little bit. They are still looking over their shoulders at Northampton and Torquay, and possibly over their shoulders at relegation. Whereas York, best team in League 2 in 2014, won 4 games back-to-back. 6-4 is great. I looked at those prices and thought, do you know what? I can't ignore either of them.
Yeah, fair enough. Both teams have scored double this weekend. I failed to check if last week's landed. Like, it is, you know, one of my few jobs I've got to do. Ipswich Wigan was landed, and Millwall Charlton was a 0-0 draw. And I don't think I said no to it, to be perfectly honest. This week, then, I'm going with the Leeds game, actually. Millwall don't score a lot of goals away from home, admittedly. But this Leeds team, everywhere they go at the minute, they score and concede. So I just think if Millwall are going to score... I mean, they have scored. They scored at Burnley, to be fair to Millwall. They scored at Yeovil. Only one. Scored one at Derby, so they have scored at some decent sides, to be fair to them. Drew a blank at Blackpool and Barnsley, but I like that. And I was quite surprised, you know, given what you said earlier on, Pete, that it was even money for both teams to score. I like that. With Leeds defence and all that's going on there. Sheffield United versus Wolves is the other one as well. Both teams to score. This is 10-11. Sheffield United, you know, that run that they've been on, especially at home, they've scored in every single home game, going right back to the Johnson's Pate Trophy match back in October, and in the league way back till the 21st of September was the last time they failed to score at home. And Wolves, as we know, they tend to score away. Didn't score at Gillingham, but have scored in every other game in the last 10 on the road. That one's 10-11, so the double pays 2.81 to 1, which is 14-5 basically. What about Naps then, Pete? Yours landed, mine didn't. All that bloody Cheltenham research, and I was, why didn't I just go for Cheltenham to win?
I don't know. I actually looked at the score and
1-0, wasn't it?
Chuckled to myself a little bit, because I thought,
oh right, that is it.
Really good way in, but I chuckled to myself because you just got greedy.
Yeah, well, the ludicrous thing is they were, I can't remember what they were to win, but they were like, I think they were like 11-10 or whatever. Yeah, they were maybe 11-10, maybe a little bit bigger. But they weren't quite 13-10, which is what the over 1.5 was. But there was nothing in it. Do you know what I mean? There was very little in it. And for the sake of a tenner, it wouldn't have made any difference. So, yeah. Anyway, the upshot is I lost it. You won yours. So that moves you on to... I'll wait that in a second. I haven't put the right workings out there, but I can in a jiffy. While you're telling us this week's 2-2, Pete. Let's go for it.
Well, what to choose? Burnley look good at Charlton. Leicester look good at Blackburn. I think the red card in the Derby Forest game looks good. With 5-6, of course. I think the unders in the Borough game looks good. And Donny draw no bet looks good. So I've acted them all. Oh, I'm kidding. I'm actually playing the over 2.5 goals and a Leicester win at 11-5 against Blackburn. I think that's a great price. The over goals at 21-20 is phenomenal. The way that Leicester are scoring is phenomenal. Yes, unders tend to land in quite a few Blackburn games, but the way that Leicester are going at the moment, even money is great, but this is time of the year now to stop messing about for me. And I probably left it a little bit late, to be honest. And for me, it's got to be Leicester in over 2.5 goals at 11-5. The way they're scoring goals is phenomenal. And yes, like I say, the unders, they are landing in Blackburn home games. I've got to be clear about that. I've got to be honest about that. But special, come on.
This is a special case, isn't it? That's you're on minus £55.31. I'm on plus +83. I'm kind of going a little bit adventurous this week, and it's a very similar game, similar thought pattern to your red card in the Derby Nottingham Forest game. But I'm going under 2.5 goals and over 6 cards.
Right.
You put the case for both of these bets, really. Under 2.5 goals has landed in each of the last 4 head-to-head between these two sides, and in 5 of the last 6. And those 5 of the last 6 red cards that you mentioned, Pete, the yellow cards in those games, in the games where there was a red card, 7, 7, 6, 5, 8. Now, obviously, it wouldn't have landed in 2 of those. But I think if we get a feisty game, like you say, that will then... It's almost like a related contingency. If you get a feisty game, you tend to see less goals in the match. 5-1 for under 2.5 goals and over 6 cards. Obviously, the under 2.5 and between 4 and 6 cards is a much likelier bet to land. But it's only, I think it's about 2-1. So I'm going 5-1 for two or fewer goals and 7 cards or more in the match. We will see. I'm not massively confident, but I just love the price. Pete, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. I was just, it's. I think the price is good.
It's a fun one.
I think it's a bit convoluted, but I think the price is good.
I'll tell you where it is. People might not know where that is. If you go to the the Derby County Nottingham Forest match, and then click on cards, it's the seventh tab along. Right to the bottom, you see goals times cards and corners times cards, and there you go. It's the one on the far right hand side. Under 2.5 goals and over 6 cards in the match. 5-1. That's how you find it. And to collect your winnings, you just log in and put your password in there, and the winnings will be in your account come Saturday 3 o'clock.
Lovely. Thank you for that lovely description.
Thanks, Pete.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
Cheers, mate. If you have a bet on any of the matches that we've discussed or any of the others in the Football League this weekend, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.